Hey everybody, welcome back to another version of Flock and Gather. It's Alan Scher, your host. You know I run the Spa Industry Association, and I pretend to be the mayor of the spa industry, even though everybody calls me one, but it's not a paid position. I'm going up to my second favorite country after the United States in the world. We're going to go all the way to, I can't remember, Catherine, it's Toronto, right?
Toronto, Canada, yes.
We're going to Toronto. Okay, well, many of you know Catherine Von Gavel. She is the CEO and founder of FootLogix. They are singularly a one-off company in the world. There is no one like her. And since I love my feet, I'm really excited to talk to her today. Catherine, it's a pleasure because you and I haven't seen each other since about November. So now it's 4.5 months later. How are you?
You're right. Alan, it's great to be here with you. Thank you so much. Yeah. After all these years knowing you, we finally talked on Zoom. Yeah.
Well, Catherine and I are roughly the same age. She's actually way younger than I am. But that being said, you are a road warrior after my own heart, because we know that going out and touching and seeing people, I mean, it's how we build businesses and you learn about the market. You have to travel, don't you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's hard.
And it's hard. Well, it's getting harder. Do you know, I just said this, I just came back from Global Spa and Beauty. I was at the Montage, don't cry for me, in Palmetto Bluff, South Carolina. And someone was asking about my travel. And I said, God, I used to do like 30 trips a year. And then it was 25. And last year it was 21. And now I only have 16 on my schedules. Traveling is not that. I don't have the love affair with it I used to have. I'm fine when I get somewhere. But the get to the airport and I don't know what it is, but it's just
it's
changed
a lot. It's
all
the nonsense today that travel has become difficult. You're right.
Yeah. Although at the last show I was at, Murray sent me home with, we're going to talk about your beautiful foot product for my big toe callus and a file. So I'm smiling every time I pick that bottle and use that file. Catherine, you have done something no one else with feet is doing in the country. Can you give our listeners a little bit of your history and bring us up to date today?
Absolutely, Alan. Love to. I've been in the industry, as you know now, 51 years. I hate to say that so loudly, but it's true. And always with my subspecialty in feet and foot care. And 20 years ago, I was reading an article that said what we've been doing for decades doesn't work anymore. And I thought, wow, you're right. We aren't getting results like we used to in the 70s, 80s, and 90s with the products we were using. Why not? Well, what I learned was it's because our lifestyles have changed. And with the change that we had in lifestyles, you see today, everyone's on their mobile, their computers. Nobody's moving their lower limbs anymore. And because of that, the first place we see problems before we get diagnosed with heart disease and cardiovascular disease and diabetes, we see the first issues in the feet and the skin and the nails of the feet. And that's when I thought, you know what? What we've been doing for decades doesn't work. So there needs to be a new solution. There needs to be something that actually can help. And there was nothing around. So I said, you know what? I've got to develop it. I've got to find a solution that we can help people resolve their skin and nail issues of the feet and problems that we've never seen before, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. Today, so many people have issues with their skin and nails of the feet. So I had to develop FootLogix, transformational foot care.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Let me go back to something here because I think it's critical to more than feet. People are too sedentary today, period.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, I was talking with one of my oldest boyfriends about how we used to go home, throw the books in the house, go down to the cul-de-sac, play baseball, and then we knew the minute it got dark, you had to go home, eat dinner, and then we did our homework afterwards. I think today, speaking of kids, younger people, they go home, they go downstairs, sit on the couch, flick on the computer.
Exactly.
And
they go to bed with their mobile phones. I mean, they're connected all the time and they just don't move their lower limbs anymore. It's a big problem.
Yeah, I don't even see the gyms and the hotels as busy as I think they should be along the way. And for me, I work, as many people know, and my listeners know who have been listening for years, that I work at a stand-up desk. So my world is always up, even if I put my wireless headset on and I'm wandering around, but I do not sit where I'm sitting now because I'm talking to you. But past that, I have found standing up and being mobile to be,
I did
it's good
too.
for a lot of things. Mentally, it's good for your heart. And to your point, we're talking about feet here. It's good for your feet, good for your lower
Absolutely.
limbs to be up. Okay.
It's important to move. And when people say, oh, I go to the gym 3 times a week for an hour, really? That's not enough to keep the health of the skin of your and nails of your feet in good condition. It's just
No.
not enough.
Honestly, I'd like to say that I could get a manicure twice a week, but the schedule doesn't allow. But I love it. I never, and I know it's weird when people, and I don't want people to touch my feet. It's like, how? You have nerves, you got bones, you got skin, you gotta have your feet worked
Yes,
on. So,
I know. It
Catherine,
really is a great service.
yeah. Before we start, oh, let me tell our listeners, find out more about FootLogix. It's spelled FOOT. LOGIX.com.
Gotcha.
Foot Logix with an X on the end there, .com. It's an amazing group for anyone who's wholesaling and in the business. Send them a message through any of their emails or connects through the website and tell them you want to talk about buying wholesale because they have amazing people on their team. So Foot Logix, LOGIX.com. Your a whole new world will open up for you if you do. Catherine, before we got started, you said you were in 90 countries. Talk about that for a minute, will you?
Well, when I first started and founded FootLogix, we are a Canadian company, although we manufacture all our products in the United States. Nothing from offshore. We are going to be manufacturing shortly in Europe as well because we've grown. So when we first started, I thought, oh, Canada and US, it's a big market. And just after one trade show, after the next, people came up and said, wow, this stuff really works. It works like nothing else. And they said, can we have it for our country? So we expanded one country after the next. I think Switzerland started. And we've now grown. In fact, last week, we just launched in Saudi Arabia. So
Wow.
it's just been growing ever since, and really, truly only through trade shows and Cosmoprof, because we only sell to the professional market around the world. And that's how
Right.
we've grown into 90 countries, just because the product works.
Wait, so are you on Amazon? Can anyone go buy it on Amazon or do they have to?
Yes, we are on Amazon. We actually sell to Amazon directly. So that we don't have any other third-party sellers on there, so you know it's a legitimate product that's on Amazon.com. Yes.
Got it. So could the public buy it on Amazon or is it strictly
Yes,
to
the
the
public
trade?
can buy not
Got
our
it.
professional products, but they can buy the retail products, the at-home products. And really, it's like you go to the dentist and they give you a toothbrush and say, brush your teeth in between cleanings. Same thing with pedicures. You get, you know, or do when you do your hair. And you go for or fa go for a facial, they say, here's what you have to use at home. Foot care is the same. We can transform your feet in a service in 10 minutes, make them look spectacular. But now we want to keep them that way. So you've got to take a product home. And those products are available on Amazon for the end user or for the consumer.
Wonderful. Look, you know this. Years ago, when Amazon was just cranking it up, people would say, "Oh, you're on Amazon. I'm not buying your line." But today, every manufacturer I know has their own Amazon site. So it's get used to it, people. It's just the way that
Yes.
the market is. That's just the nature of the beast.
It is. And
Okay.
we've gone to Amazon directly to make sure that we take off everyone else that might be copying the product or might have expired product. And so we wanted to clean that up. And so we are the only sellers on Amazon.
I have a couple of things for you. One, I love, you said earlier, skincare for your feet. People think of the face as skincare or they think the body, but they never talk about the feet. And that expression, Catherine, is so appropriate. Skincare for the feet.
And just think of all the pounding your feet go through. We put so much pressure, tons and tons of pressure on your feet over a lifetime. So the skin is different for the feet. Don't use your $400 face cream for your feet. It's not going to do anything. You've got to treat your feet differently. We've got a much thicker epidermis on the feet, and it's because of lifestyle now. We don't have the hydration that we used to have 20, 30, and 40 years ago when we were still moving. So
Beth,
it's the skin of the feet is different from the rest of the body, needs to be treated differently.
hey, you have to tell me this, and I don't. People used to call it metrosexual, but I mean, I'm on the road a lot. I'm at shows. I get my nails done. I get my feet done. I get my hands done as regularly, probably more so than I actually get my face done, because that I do quarterly, but I probably go every month for a mani or pedi. I can't stand when my feet look bad. And I know I'm not the only guy, because I've talked with a lot of the other guys about how the fact, like, if we're going somewhere and we're a couple days early in Vegas and we're going to the pool, I don't want my feet to look bad, right?
You're right. And we've seen this. A lot of men are not yet comfortable going to a spa that's full of women. So we created a product for at-home use, especially for people that don't go regularly to a pedicure. They can transform their feet within 10 minutes with our at-home, ultimate at-home callus combo and or foot care combo. It's fabulous. It comes with that spray callus softener with a
Yeah.
special file, and in 10 minutes, you've got brand new feet.
So
So that's for people
interesting.
that don't go for a pedicure.
Right. We always talk about hair products because I always say to people like you, hey, Catherine, if someone's just going to start somewhere, what should they buy? But that callus softener is amazing. I thought normally just taking a shower is enough to, but it's not. And when
No.
you use that product and you leave it on your feet a few minutes and then use that specialty file that you have, it's like
Right.
it just comes off like in layers. It's the best thing in the world. I love
It's
it.
truly like liquid gold, and that's what
Look.
people call it. It's magical. So it's a wonderful product. We actually started that through COVID because so many spas were saying, I can't see my clients, but they want to look after their feet. And we said, let's make you something that you can sell them to take home and look after themselves. And when they still come for their pedicure, they can still go in between, let's say, oh, you've got a pool party, you've got something coming up, you want to wear your new strappy sandals, but you hadn't had a pedicure for 3 weeks. Take your callus softener with the file, and within 10 minutes, you've got brand new, beautiful feet and could put on those
Yeah.
strappy sandals and go.
Catherine, how do when we talk about like hero products and getting started, I mean, to me, that's one of them, but you must have something else in the line where you say to people, just start here, and then your estheticians and nail techs are gonna go, okay, we want more from this company. What other products do you have?
I would always start with our Rough Skin Mousse product. It's a mousse, it's light and fluffy. And of course, one of the things that separates us from every other foot care product out there is that we are non-greasy. Because of our technology, dermal infusion technology, we can penetrate our active ingredients into the epidermis and hold them there long term. Whereas every other foot care cream or product sits on the skin and occludes the skin. So if you were to use our Rough Skin Mousse, and I call it Rough Skin Mousse, I wish I had, if I can go back 17 years, I would have called it the Cracked Heel Mousse. But I have a product called Cracked Heel Mousse, but it really is for those people that have a deep callus that splits and bleeds and hurts. The Rough Skin Mousse is for all those people that have that superficial cracking or like sandpaper heels. You know, they scratch on your bed sheets at night. You can feel that roughness. That product is what I would say 95% of the average adult female and most males actually need to start with. It's a mousse and it's apply and go. You put a little walnut size on your hand, massage it in, it absorbs quickly. You don't even have to wash your hands afterwards because
Yeah.
it's absorbed.
It's really interesting that you use the words not greasy. If I tell you how many times people say, well, I don't like it, it's greasy and I can't use my phone, right? Everything's about the
Exactly.
damn phone today. But people
Exactly.
literally don't, they want their hands off, they want their feet off, but don't give me anything where I can't use the keyboard on
And you
the,
know, now that you say that, I have to tell you, we have
yeah.
heard this so often. This year, 3 weeks ago, we've just launched our hand mousse because people have
Hand
said,
mousse. I love it.
this is so great. And I swore I would never go away from feet because feet is our expertise. But because people have said, you know, I can't use my phone when I get a manicure or I use a hand cream, it's greasy. So they said, why can't you create something that we can use for our hands? So I did. It took us a couple years, but so now we also have that hand mousse because of exactly what you just said. People say, oh, I can't use my phone because my hands are greasy.
We're
So
talking
with our
today
product,
with.
it actually absorbs in so much so that when you wash your hands in a couple of hours, it
Yeah.
actually reactivates the hydration. So it's an amazing product.
I love that. We're speaking today with Catherine Von Gavel. She is the founder and CEO at FootLogix. Go find out all about them at www.footlogix, LOGIX.com. It's truly an amazing company. They do a lot with feet. Catherine, in the last few minutes, I've got a couple quick questions for you. One, how do people get educated? What's education with your firm like?
We have probably the best education for skincare and nail care of the feet worldwide. We have monthly webinars that are not just product related, but truly educational. So we might have, last month we had one that talked about the heart-foot connection. Then we have education understanding fungus and its implication on feet and how many people actually have it and yet only think they have dry skin. So we have such great education monthly on our webinars, and you can join worldwide. We have it in English and in Spanish.
Got it. So FootLogix, LOGIX.com, right? And start. Okay.
Correct. And you can
Second
sign
question.
up, send us an email, and you can sign up for our newsletter, and that gives you an invitation monthly to our monthly webinars.
Perfect. Number two, is manufacturing in the US important versus Asia or anywhere else? Do people ask that question?
Yes, they do. And I'll tell you, it's important because the quality of ingredients is very important to us. We need active ingredients. We once ran into an issue where we just couldn't get an ingredient in the US. We did buy it from China, and it was an absolute disaster. We created the batch, and the ingredient was inactive. So that was one mistake. We will never do that again. So, yes, we manufacture everything in North America and 90% in USA.
Got it. And you ship from here then to 90 countries. You have some distributors overseas as well, right?
Yes, we ship out of our New York warehouse, which is our big, we have a big office in a warehouse in New York, and that's where we ship all of our international business.
Got it. So we have a lot of international listeners. Can they go to your website and then find out where in the country, or just ask you, where can I buy this in Germany?
Absolutely. If you go to our website, there's a little, you can click on where to buy, and it shows you a list of all our distributors, our wholesalers, as well as our retailers. So any salon that actually, or spa that carries the brand can list themselves on our website so they can actually draw customers to their own location.
I love it. People, it's so critical. You foot care, foot skin care is so critical. And if you start offering more services in it, you're going to find your clients lined up who want to do it. So reach out to Catherine's team. They are at FootLogix, LOGIX.com. It is an amazing site. The education just doesn't get any better than the way you do that. And you will find out why you love your Canadian neighbors as well. They're wonderful people. Catherine,
And you know, we
I
feel
know.
that, sorry, all the people that are in the skincare business, even if they don't offer a pedicure service, it's skincare for the feet. We need to treat the feet differently. So anybody can be retailing this product to their clients.
Catherine, thank you for being with us today, and I look forward to seeing you in person in the not too distant future.
Thank you so much, Alan. See you at the next
It's
show.
a pleasure. And friends, please remember to be kind to one another.